primary care, to consider the report from Health Watch.
I'll just give a brief introduction. So the government's basically made a requirement for every CCG to provide extended access for patients, so additional appointments outside of usual working hours. So the Unwise CCG asked us to do some engagement with people to see exactly what people want out of their local primary care services, what is important to them, and what they need within their local community. So we did a survey and we had over 2,000 responses, so we have not got to work with that one as well. But people were really clear about what they wanted. And the survey showed that every GP surgery is different and offers a different service, and that can cause issues because there is a certain inequality. One thing that came up was that some people have real difficulties in getting an appointment to see their GP, and this is impacting on A&E, presumably, because we know that primary care is the key to health. It's the gateway. Most people access primary care regularly throughout their lives, so that's the key. We have to get primary care right. One thing people told us was what they would like to see is better blood testing service. Over 90% of people would like to be able to have blood tests at their local surgery rather than have to go to a clinic at the trust, particularly if it's a fasting blood test. People, as it would suggest, can't eat for the night before. Sometimes they can't take their medication in the morning because it has to be taken with food. They then have to go to St Mary's and potentially wait for an appointment to have their blood tested, so it's problematic. So we've done this report. We've sent individual reports to every GP practice so that they've got all the feedback we've received about their practice, and we've asked them to comment on those reports. And we're waiting for more responses. We've had a meeting with the CCG around our recommendations. Action is being taken around some of them. So the report's been shared. I know there's work being done on providing more information to people about what services there are available. For example, there are appointments on a Saturday at other GP surgeries, which is available to everybody. But I think there's more work around telling people out there what is available and what you can ask your GP surgery for. So there's kind of a work in progress, but I'm sure Martin can give an update more about what the CCG is doing.
Thank you, and once again, a very helpful and concise report, so thank you for that. There's no surprises here, which is the good news. I think what we're doing at the moment is taking on board the recommendations and how do we make them real. So the first thing to say is that with regards to phlebotomy, we'll be trying to mimic the service that we have in my home county of Staffordshire, where we have roving phlebotomists going around each practice to have public appointments to facilitate patients who are waiting to have something to eat, not having to wait 2 or 3 hours at the hospital of their problems. And that's a model that works quite well in other parts of the country. And we'll be working with the GP Federation to commission that service before that's in place. The second is around extended access. Whilst you might not feel this, the island has got a higher percentage of extended access availability than most of the CCGs in the country. We have as many GPs per head of population as most of the CCGs in our peer group. So again, it doesn't always feel that way, but GPs are in short supply across the country. And we know that opening times have been improved in many areas. However, we do know that there are some practices that have continuing and persistent issues with recruitment, which manifest themselves in loss of availability of appointments. I'm not going to call them out here because that would be unfair, but you know, we put £500,000 into recruitment and retention of GPs this year. A similar amount will go in next year. But I think even if we were able to get the extra 10 GPs that we want in the next 6 months, there will be still practices where GPs don't want to become partners, so they will continue to be problematic, which is why we've extended the extended access to those practices that have availability, so that they can then start to offer appointments to patients from other practices. So a really good piece of work, some work that we need to do around communication. We started the piece around locality pubs and how we make that real. And that's where we've asked Health Watch, or we'll be in the throes of commissioning through Joe, an additional service. So as and when we do design these local services, they are constructing local import. So primary care is not as bad as some people like to make out. It compares quite favourably. There are some hot spots. So if you live in the north of the patch, and I've met with all the practices now, so I know what their problems are, and it's difficult to get an appointment in Cowes, for example, because they don't have as many GPs as they need for their population. But I don't see there being an easy resolution to that. It's not just about the money, it's about a whole multitude of things. You know, if you're in Shanklin or you're in Ryde, you can have easy access to appointments. So there are pockets of really great things happening. There's pockets of where things aren't quite working to plan. But in terms of the recommendations, we've accepted the recommendations, we're working our way through them. And as I start to articulate 9 and 10 some of the things that we're doing, hopefully you'll start to see some improvements in the world.
John.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to thank the chairman for the report. As usual, it's a brilliant report. It's easy to read and easy to understand. And one thing I would like to say is that blood tests, which is quite interesting, because as a diabetic, I need food sometimes. And if I had to go to Newport for a blood test and then sit in a long queue, went for a blood test, I would maybe need something, build my sugar level up, and it's a problem. I'm very fortunate that I live in the West Wyke, where our health centre do the blood test. I can get an appointment. They ask me whether it's fasting or not fasting, and therefore, if it's a fasting one, I can get an early appointment. And everything works out perfectly. And I think it's a shame that we can't persuade more health centres take on the responsibility of doing blood tests. And it would help St Mary's and help car parking and everything else. Anyway, thank you.
I think the question's already been taken on board, John, before you asked it. Michael.
I wanted to thank you for the report and use these opportunities. The actual consultation work that Health Watch done is excellent, and I think that we're very lucky to have that service. We have a number of other often consultations that are actually not terribly satisfactory. You know, we had that on the fire service and things, but these on this Health Watch, the involvement of people, the sheer numbers, is excellent. I want to do highlight in the summary again that mental health, that nearly 50% of the people that responded had mental health. And if we can actually very much focus on mental health, because those are the people that actually do take up a lot of time with GP time, and actually if you're able to facilitate, and I think this idea of that mental health clinics and things, facilitate that, you will take pressure off the GPs, because the pill budget, the antidepressant budget is huge, and I think that we need to look at imaginative ways, because that will actually ease and then make more time for GPs to do other things. And lastly, the thing that I'd like to propose, I think the recommendations are excellent, and I think they're very, very clear, and I think I wish to propose them on block.
Michael, they've already been accepted, so I think that if your proposal is that the committee endorse the recommendations, I think that would be appropriate, and Steve has seconded that. George, do you want to say something?
Yes, just a quick one, Chairman. I don't want to repeat what's been said already. It's a very good report, and the recommendations are good. But I think it's about time this council changed their policy to make the surgeries, doctor surgeries, part of the statutory consultees when a planning application goes in. I've been speaking to our surgery, and they've written more than 11,000 patients at Brookside. Every time a big application comes through, they're tearing their hair out, wondering what they're going to do. And they're not being asked for their opinions or consulted on MUB applications. And I think we need to look at that seriously.
Thank you, George. Right, so we've got a proposal to endorse for Brian.
It's all right, it's just the point that Mike made about 50% of the people who have complete cervical cancer have a mental health condition. If you actually separate them now from the other people to see if the results are different. Because then 50% of mental health and the others have, and it'd be interesting to see whether the results were the same. Because they may be more anxious and more anxious, yeah, it may be different for the other non-mental health people.
They work on a range of GP surgeries, and we didn't differentiate people who said they had a mental health condition, but they work on a whole range of surgeries across the island, and the feedback we got about surgeries varied enormously. So I don't think it made a difference, to be honest, but I could have a look.
It's just, you're looking at one group of people who may be more anxious, more than anything else, and then against the other people, but perhaps have a different approach.
Thank you, Brian. Right, we'll go to the vote to endorse the recommendations. Can we have a vote in favour? Okay.